As temperatures rise, it would be really nice to just chill out with a glass of refreshing pomegranate juice. Packed with flavor and renowned for its health benefits, pomegranate juice has become a top dietary choice worldwide. While enjoying this antioxidant pumped juice, have you ever wondered about the origin of this plant and its symbolism? Welcome to this episode of 1000 Whys. I'm Niu Honglin. The star of this episode is the pomegranate flower, a summer blossom resembling delicate bells painted in vibrant red hues. Its buds unfurl into six pointed petals like the flaring skirts of a dancer. Over 2,000 years ago, pomegranates were brought to China from the west along the ancient Silk Road. As the fruit's beauty and luscious flavor enchanted the Chinese, it became intricately woven into the cultural tapestry of China. The vibrant red color of pomegranates symbolizes joy and a prosperous life, while the abundance of seeds represents fertility and unity. Among the many tales surrounding pomegranates, here is one that's sure to enchant. Over 1,000 years ago during the Tang Dynasty, there was a scholar named Cui Yuanhui. He heard murmuring in the garden while he was studying one night. Curiosity piqued, he ventured out and saw several unfamiliar women in his garden.
"Hurry and get the dishes ready. We don't have much time left.
The guests will be here soon."
"Hello, sir."
"Hello, sir."
"Oh, hello there. I must have missed the memo about the party tonight. So, ladies, would you mind sharing how you ended up in my garden at this hour?"
"Sir, we didn't mean to disturb you, but we really need to prepare a banquet for an esteemed guest, the Madame of the Feng family."
"Oh, so there's a party here. But why here at my residence? And who is the Feng family? I don't think I know of any Feng family."
"She is coming. She's coming. Sir, could you please step aside for a sec?"
"Oh, okay, but..."
The ladies had Cui Yuanhui hide behind a door. Just then, a mysterious woman appeared out of thin air, and the other women immediately ushered her to sit down. They served her tea and desserts one by one, all speaking kind words to her.
"Madame, this banquet has been specially prepared for you with our utmost sincerity."
"Madame is both beautiful and kind-hearted. I believe she will be gentle with us."
This much feared and revered madam accidentally knocked over a teacup, spilling the hot tea on a girl named Shi Acuo. But the madam shows no intention of apologizing.
"You really think highly of yourself, huh? Well, I won't beg you to apologize."
"How dare you!"
The madam was furious and disappeared into a puff of smoke. The others, bewildered, also disappeared into the wind.
"What on earth has just happened?"
The next evening, Cui Yuanhui heard a knock on the door and found that it was Acuo from the previous night.
"Sir, I'm sorry to bother you, but I need your help. The women you saw yesterday were the spirits of flowers in this garden. Poplar, pear, peach. Me, Shi Acuo, is the pomegranate flower. That madam from Feng family is the fierce wind that blows over us every spring. We invited her to the banquet yesterday in the hope that she wouldn't blow on us so hard this year and scatter us into pieces. But unfortunately, I messed it all up."
"I see. But how can I help you?"
"Well, thank you for offering, sir. You just need to find some red banners embroidered with images of the sun, the moon, and some stars, and hang them like curtains over the flowers."
"That's all. All right, I can do that."
The following day, Cui Yuanhui hung such banners over the flowers as instructed, and when the wind started blowing, the delicate flowers in the garden were protected by the banners. in appreciation for his help, Atsuo offered him various flower petals to eat, which helped the scholar live to the age of 100. Since then, the banners that are used to protect flowers were named Hu Hua Fan, flower-protecting banners, and this tradition spread among the people. Aside from this legend, pomegranate flowers hold a significant place in Chinese fashion culture. During the Tang Dynasty, women favored colorful skirts, particularly the pomegranate red skirt, dyed with the coloring from this flower. Bright and eye-catching, the pomegranate skirt, or 石榴裙 in Chinese, was used to describe enchanting beauties, and many poems record the charm of this red skirt. In folklore, pomegranate fruits symbolize prosperity and fertility. In ancient China, the pomegranate fruits and items like pillows, clothes, and handkerchiefs embroidered with pomegranates were often given as wedding gifts. The red hue of the pomegranate flower continues to captivate those who appreciate the color red, which embodies the desire for a vibrant and prosperous life. After all, who wouldn't want their life to be as vibrant as a pomegranate flower? And that concludes this episode of A Thousand Whys. Thank you for listening. What else do you know about this flower? Feel free to share with us. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating. Until next time, bye for now.